a very impressive story. Jewish, liberal, and a lot of seamen who are on very good at the crime.
Or not in law order, yeah.
With good credentials.
Which is unusual for a Jew.
Yeah, good credentials. And he's got very good communication with the young people and the blacks and the rest because he's got imaginative procedures. Like, for example, in the field of drugs, he's got this program. He is against legalizing marijuana, it's just a position, he's exactly right, he says the evidence points that, but he says he's got this pre-indictment probation, which is what you do when you've got somebody's out on a joyride and you pick him up, you know, a college kid. You arrest him, and then you bring him in before indictment, and you say, all right, you're on probation for a year. But
no official
record, there'll be no record. If you don't break it. But if you break it, then they're going to throw a look at you. Excellent.
I'm all for that.
Excellent idea.
Official failure of anything like that shouldn't be given, I don't think, should be in that kind of a situation. Any punishment at all.
I agree. I think, but break, you arrest them.
Yeah.
You fingerprint them. But they have no criminal record. And it's a pre-indictment for, what's he called? And I think so is here, which agrees with it completely. That's very good.
See,
yes, but the legalizing it is way wrong because then it makes fashionable and acceptable something that people should not realize is wrong.
Well, that's what, you know, as I told you, this kid
is a staying
with us who is has been on very heavily on marijuana for 2 years now. Said, for God's sake, don't legalize it.
He's the kind of a guy who's been thinking of it.
He could run your thing, couldn't he?
Got a campaign.
No, here. Your dope thing. If you don't get it, what's his name?
Huh, yeah. I don't think he'd do that. Jewish's future is there. He's the kind of fellow that really should be in. He ought to go to the... we do have appointments in the Supreme Court if you go to the Jewish route. Real close, you know what I mean?
Run harder on the camp. Be very well liked, be more tough and less intellectual.
Could be better.
What does he think about Rizzo?
He is still
super intellectual.
So he's managing the campaign for the other
party. Is he managing Moscow?
But he's making it clear that they're not attacking Rizzo as a policeman, just saying, which of course Green had done. Respect for him, short for him, within 5 years, and then basically the issue is whether or not he brought gauge enough to be managed.
Moscow is a Nixon man.
He's always been a Nixon man. You know, he stuck his neck out. Well, he was because I was for him once, and he knew there was no chance.
Yes.
And
very strong guy.
He's a very decent guy, basically. Not strong, but who the hell is one of the strong people you know?
Not very many.
That's fine.
Not very many.
It's the strength of something that's, I don't know what the hell is it. Does it get beaten out of college? I think that's what happens. Well, this is being as tough as too many strong people are dumb. And
yeah.
The more intellectual people get, the weaker they get.
The less they've got.
That's right.
This economic thing, I talked to John Conley. How did he
know? I talked to Earl.
Oh, Earl. Oh, yeah.
He's going to talk to Conley.
Earl is the one.
Put the thing together. And he says Schultz is not in town.
Oh, why doesn't have to be done today?
But he's going to get cracking with...
be done today.
I guess it could be done in Monday.
Okay.
I thought maybe you wanted to get together with him this afternoon.
No, I think we ought to let the weekend go by and let him listen to the numbers and all of them.
Why not?
Well, John's moving on.
The fact that unemployment is 6.2, you know, I mean, we're ready to do some things with his new ID, but that would do it.
It creates jobs among people who are not in the basic labor force. It may not make a whole lot of the numbers on it. Happy to lost 23 to 67.
That 1 year?
No, that's the end of draft. 1 year is shorter. That'll be the second, yeah. Okay.
things are responsible.
He said Hatfield would lose about 3-1.
That's exactly what he lost by.
It'll be closer, but we'll defeat it. Impressive how glad you're saying
it. Right.
We're about the whole station.
That's got a great future. I mean, I would never see him acting an asshole like this Swagger. I mean, he's tougher.
Yeah.
He's a Jew that's come up like Henry, I think. You know, he's developed some toughness.
I don't feel that there's anything on.
I don't want the WWE guys to go
up. I guess.
I wonder what the...
You are depressed than they were.
You don't think so?
You got it, huh? No, I don't.
It shouldn't. I think that's
true. I was told now that I saw Mr. Council phone.
So he told me about it.
He says it comes out, all there is crime in the economy, and that's it. He didn't seem to feel that, I mean, he's just skimmed through it, I guess, but with the, was he said it's coming up, but Benham is what Benham told me in the general discussion was that this is Benham's too. They're both Benham did both polls. He did our image poll and then he did their issue poll. The poll was paid for by the government. It's a part of the basic research in the domestic council. It's implemented by a contract.
This means a lot to a fellow like Benham. It's big money.
It's Dan Brown.
It's good. We should use it.
We're playing our games, Johnny. We've got more mileage out of the ORC releases. They've got bigger news than the Gallup releases, and that's pure. It shows you what, how screwed up the media are. You know, they shouldn't print that ORC stuff that we put out. It's not news. It's a job poll. That, I mean, it is. As it happens, it's an honest job.
It could be. Yeah, but they have no reason to believe it. But I bet you that they'll, if we were to job it, they wouldn't know it.
That's right.
That's why we've got to use Harris a little more, too.
They wouldn't know it. If we jobbed the ORC poll, put it out, they wouldn't know the difference.
That's why we want to keep it quite credible by not using it too often. We use Harris.
Stuff out. See, he sells his stuff, he sells his results. But if it's Harris pays for the poll himself, and sells the results.
You know, it's a curious thing on Harris. The Harris trend lines on trial heats differ from Gallup's. I mean, Gallup shows the trial heats closing where we were ahead and we closed, and Harris shows where they were ahead
and we closed.
Now, what the hell is right?
I think Gallup was right.
I do too. I think Harris is.
Harris was jobbing and now he's moving it back into line because of our economic relationship.
He was jobbing.
And the reason I think Gallup started is because Gallup and ORC basically are in agreement.
Right.
And
we know it's the other,
you never know if it's right because you know it's not.
Oh boy, you bet it is. And that's going to change. It's not going to change either. One thing about the economic land, it just doesn't get any worse. You just close with it for 6 months before it gets better and you'd be all right. People can get used to it, you know. I mean, after all, to tell you the truth, you need some employment.
Like it, man.
You work harder.
Well, I think it's great as far as the college kids are concerned. You really need it. The fact that the graduates this year can't get jobs is the best thing that could happen to higher education. I
disagree.
Damn right. Well, when I used to do college recruiting back in the mid-60s, it was obnoxious because these ships didn't come in, you know, they were doing you a favor to even come to the appointment. You had to go to the campus, they didn't come down to the office. You had to go out to the campus. And they were very thoughtful and nice if they came. You had to have nice colorful brochures and assure them how well they were going to be treated.
Like I did in the law schools. One, I took one trip. I mean,
I'll bet they were the same one.
Here I was, a former vice president of the United States, and I went to these places.
Well,
they, of course, were recently, but they were the most independent, brand of little shit asses I ever saw in my life. And the
Missouri offers. stock model, then they concur on fringe benefits and the salary and the guaranteed promotions.
Even assuming that Vietnam just drags on and ends, I mean, we'll make the final announcement next Saturday. That's going to be done in November. I have to play the hooks right to them. And you don't get a break there, but some China thing. We know that, and we can use it anytime we want. So you got that in the bank, and that's going to be quite a thing. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a thing when the president agrees to go to China.
It's going to be quite a thing. You sent Bruce over ahead, that's going to be a big thing. When you go, it's going to be incredible. You don't have the stir that will create
around. See, it's going to be bigger than Russia.
Much bigger. Many times bigger.
Because it's a forbidden land, right?
Mystery. And the element of danger. I mean, the mystery involved in, you know, what might happen to him. Well, that's what they don't recognize. You're safer there than any place in the world you could go. Otherwise, they've been walking across Pennsylvania Avenue.
Or going to Mexico. We can't go anyplace in Latin America.
Well, going to Mexico is damn dangerous driving through.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot more dangerous driving through Puerto Vallarta.
I know.
It never really was. You could walk alone through the streets of Peking more safely than
Armastra or Leningrad or any place. Yeah. Crime in those countries.
Because they just don't tell you. No, there's a damn little limit on it.
When I say the drugs, they're just tough on them. They are ruthless. The men take on the Soviet thing. If we'll have something, if you give the Soviet something, boys. All right, we can just get a break in the content.
Has the American president ever gone to Moscow?
No, never. American vice president ever went to Moscow. I didn't. Nobody ever went after Johnson or whoever, of course. I was the highest ranking American official ever to go. The only, of course, there was a Yalta conference, but
that's really kind of different. That really isn't in the country either. That's a
wasn't a visit. He was to visit the big three at Yalta on the Black Sea. And it really had no, and this is going to Moscow. See, this is being different.
With you in Pakistan.
He's from the army.
several, I was trying to remember whether he was with her.
Well, he came out of that.
I think he was.
Whatever it means to be.
No, I guess not. He left the trip before we got to Pakistan.
He went to,
he went to Japan or someplace.
All right. That's Bruce.
Oh, you're... Oh, God, yes. You're... This stuff, hell. Hardly anything. These two moves, there's no way you can do much more significant kind of stuff. Well, your reasoning sure makes sense on that, though, the timing of the Chinese thing being so valuable there, because it... I guess I'm not going to want to screw that up, other than that.
We should soon see.
I know, but...
Willens from Los Angeles.
Oh,
he's been in this for a month.
Yeah, it's Jerry.